Okay, thank you, and good evening, everyone. I'm Bill Quinlan. I'm the president of Eversource New Hampshire. I want to thank you all for being here tonight and taking time out of your busy day to give us your feedback on our application. You know, as Attorney Iacopino mentioned, this is our second round of public information sessions, and I can assure you the feedback we've gotten from meetings like this and others has really helped us to shape the project that we are first taking into siting and then ultimately into the construction phase. So thank you again for being here. I'm going to keep these introductory remarks brief. First thing we're going to do is we're going to show you a short video just to remind you of what the Northern Pass project is, share with you a little bit of what we refer to as the Forward New Hampshire Plan, which is an attempt to articulate the benefits of this project to the state of New Hampshire. I'm then going to briefly drill down into Rockingham County, and then probably most importantly, we'll take questions and answers, and that's where we look forward to your feedback. So just as to those questions and answers, you know, we have a lot of project team members here tonight. If your question is not answered or we don't get to it this evening, you know, contact one of the project team members here either tonight or, you know, through our website or through some other means. But most importantly, we do want to understand where the questions are and get you answers to the best of our ability. Okay? So don't hesitate to do that. So let's show you this quick video. And again, this is a kind of a reintroduction of the project and a high-level overview.
The energy landscape in New Hampshire and New England is shifting. With the retirement of power plants, the pool we draw our energy from is getting smaller. The regional energy supply that New Hampshire draws from is also becoming less diverse and more subject to price volatility and reliability risks. Northern Pass will bring 1,090 megawatts of clean, reliable energy from Hydro-Québec's world-class hydroelectric plants in Canada into New Hampshire and onto the New England power grid. This is enough for renewable electricity to power 1 million homes. In the improved route, the transmission line would cross from Canada into New Hampshire in Pittsburgh and extend approximately 192 miles to Deerfield in New Hampshire. In total, more than 80% of the entire line would be built on existing transmission line corridors or underground along public roadways. The remaining portion would be constructed on land the project is leased. On the overhead portions of the route, we have modified our design so that structure heights and corridor width are reduced where practical to avoid potential visual impacts. Northern Pass will begin in Coos County with a high voltage, direct current, or DC line that will run along a new right-of-way through the towns of Pittsburgh, Clarksville, Stewartstown, Dixville, Millsfield, and Dummer. Two sections of this segment, totaling nearly 8 miles, will be underground along public roadways, and more than 24 miles will be located on working forest land that is already subject to routine timber harvesting. Each underground section will include two transition stations, which are stations where the line transitions from overhead to underground at one station, and back to overhead at the next station, for a total of four. One in Pittsburgh, two in Clarksville, and one in Stewartstown. From the end of the new right-of-way in Dummer, the line will continue through Stark, Northumberland, Lancaster, Whitefield, to Dalton, along an existing right-of-way where transmission lines stand today. The line will enter Grafton County in the town of Bethlehem, transition underground and proceed through Sugar Hill, Franconia, Easton, Woodstock, Thornton, Campton, and Plymouth, transitioning back to overhead in Bridgewater and continuing through Ashland along an existing right-of-way where transmission lines stand today. 52 miles of the route within Grafton County is entirely underground through the areas in and around the White Mountain National Forest, the Appalachian Trail, and the Franconia Notch area. This requires one transition station in Bethlehem and another in Bridgewater, where the line returns overhead and rejoins an existing transmission corridor. The line is located in only one town in Belknap County, the town of New Hampton. The line then re-enters Grafton County in Bridgewater, and continues through Bristol before entering Merrimack County in the town of Hill. It then proceeds to Franklin, where the line will enter a proposed new converter station. From there, the line will switch to alternating current, or AC, and will travel through the towns of Northfield, Canterbury, Concord, Pembroke, and Allenstown. Finally, the line would enter the Rockingham County town of Deerfield, where it would connect with the New England power grid at the substation on Kate Road. In addition, there are plans to modify or replace 10 structures in the towns of Deerfield, Raymond, and Chester, between the Deerfield substation and the Scobie Pond substation in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Both substations will also be modified. By providing access to this new source of reliable, renewable energy, the Northern Pass will help meet the region's increasing demand for power, while also substantially decreasing carbon dioxide emissions. In addition, the Northern Pass is expected to bring many other benefits specifically to New Hampshire. The project is expected to lower energy costs by up to $80 million a year for New Hampshire businesses and residential customers. In addition, the Northern Pass project will result in an estimated $30 million annually in local property tax revenues for communities along the route and create 2,600 jobs during construction. Our Forward New Hampshire plan goes a long way in helping New Hampshire's communities, and we look forward to further discussions with those communities along the route. The Forward New Hampshire Fund will receive and allocate $200 million over a 20-year period for projects associated with community betterment, clean energy innovation, tourism, and economic development. The plan, which includes benefits unique to New Hampshire totaling $3.8 billion, will not only help lower energy costs, but also increase the state's gross domestic product, unlock small-scale renewable energy sources, and set aside 5,000 acres in the North Country for recreational activities, economic development, and natural resource preservation. We all depend on electricity. The proposed Northern Pass transmission will help ensure the electric system meets New Hampshire's and the region's energy needs for many years to come. For more information or questions, visit our website at northernpass.us or call 1-800-286-7305.
Okay, so hopefully you found that to be a useful kind of overview of the project and some of the benefits here in New Hampshire. Now, specific to Rockingham County, you know, as the video mentions, the line does enter Rockingham in the town of Deerfield. There's this blue segment. It's a little over 7 miles. That's the only new portion of the line in this county. It's all in the town of Deerfield. There's an existing right-of-way where this new line is going to run. And there's an existing power line, so they're basically going to run in parallel for those 7 miles, okay? The power, all of it, will then be delivered to an existing substation also in Deerfield. And that's, in essence, the termination point of the Northern Pass project. So all of that 1,090 megawatts of power will flow into that substation in Deerfield, where it will then flow into the regional electric grid. Now, the reason we're showing this purple line essentially runs from Deerfield down to Londonderry is that there are some modifications to existing structures on an existing power line that we need to make along that current route. And that's summarized down here. We refer to them as related system upgrades. Of the 343 existing structures that are carrying a transmission line, approximately 10 of them have to be elevated roughly 5 feet each. So that's the only impact in that purple area. We have been working on this blue area, as we have along the entire Northern Pass route, to address one of the issues that we've heard most about, which are the visual impacts of the project. You know, if you've been following this project closely, you'll know that we have made some technological changes and actually have reduced the size of the project from what we originally envisioned. That allowed us to reduce the structure heights by approximately 5 feet on average. We are also looking for opportunities to use more streamlined structures than what you might be familiar with. The many transmission structures across New England, across the country, are what are referred to as lattice structures. They tend to have four legs, and they look like an erector set. In areas that are of visual significance, we're going with a more streamlined structure that looks more like a conventional telephone pole or electric pole. It's referred to as a monopole, which means it's a single leg. I'll show you an example of that. So where necessary and appropriate, we are continuing to work on design to address visual impact. But we do understand we have additional work to do. This is one of many visual simulations that our experts have developed to essentially demonstrate to interested parties what this project will look like visually. This one's taken from the Deerfield Town Hall. This is the existing view. And it might be difficult when I show you what it's going to look like with Northern Pass. But so you're essentially at the town hall, and Northern Pass, when it's built, is roughly 0.2 miles away from this vantage point. Why did we select this? It was one of the significant vantage points that were identified for us by others. And there are many kind of historic or other vantage points that are similar to this that we've developed simulations for. But I'll show you in a minute what Northern Pass will look like. You'll see it in this area among the trees. Okay? So you see that one structure. It's a monopole structure, which means it's a single pole. You'll see some conductor. So if you just focus on that, you'll see the change. Yeah, you can do that. That might help. Okay, and this is again illustrative. Okay. So this is the area, and one structure will become visible once it's built. You see? Okay, that's from a distance of about 0.2 miles. So it's relatively close. It is a large pole, a tall pole. It's one of the taller poles on the route. Okay, there are many. Literally dozens of these visual simulations that we've had prepared, and those are accessible to folks who are interested in a particular vantage point. We do recognize, however, that visual impacts remains a principal concern. And when the Department of Energy, and Attorney Iacopino mentioned their role, Department of Energy is the federal agency responsible for permitting this project, looked at it and issued their draft environmental impact statement. This was their conclusion around scenic impact and visual impact. And this was several months ago. This was before we made some fairly significant changes to the project. Now, since that point, we've added 52 miles of underground construction in and around the White Mountain National Forest, really to address areas of significant visual impact. So the point being is that Department of Energy views this as a modest visual impact. We think we've taken further steps to address some of the principal areas, but our work is not done. And these are some of the techniques down below that we intend to continue working on to address this this key issue. Okay, and they range from some of the structured designs, locations. Is there screening that we could create to improve view impacts or reduce impacts? So. We understand that it remains a significant issue, and we continue to work on it. Beyond the design impacts on Rockingham County, this is what it means from a tax perspective. You saw the introduction. It's roughly a $30 million annual tax benefit to municipalities and counties within the state of New Hampshire. Here, the municipal portion really is just Deerfield. That's where the new line will run, and that's where the substation is being upgraded. And when you look at the tax revenues to Deerfield as well as those at the county level, you're in that $2 to $3 million a year range for Rockingham County. Okay? Here's a summary that we prepared for the Ford New Hampshire plan. This is really to address the other question that we've received extensively in these sessions, which is, what are the benefits to New Hampshire for this project? There's a misperception that existed that this project was all about getting low-cost, clean energy into southern New England, Massachusetts and Connecticut in particular, and that there was nothing in it for the state of New Hampshire. Okay? That's something that I heard routinely when I first got involved in this project about 18 months ago. We've put together the Forward New Hampshire plan really to demonstrate the direct and significant benefits to New Hampshire in hosting this line. Okay? The video talked about the $80 million a year in energy cost savings. That's for businesses and residential customers across the state of New Hampshire. This is a time where, you know, this region is struggling with very high electricity rates. So this is a very significant issue for businesses. The Forward New Hampshire Fund, this is something we've committed to. It's really intended to be invested in communities along the route who are hosting the line. We've identified four focus areas that are articulated up there, but really this is a direct commitment to drive benefits into those communities where this line will be located. And that's a fairly significant fund. It's $200 million. Okay? Jobs and economic benefits. You know, when you look at the impact of a $1.6 billion infrastructure project in the state of New Hampshire, it's going to create many job opportunities for those who are not only building the line, typically electrical workers and other contractors, but also and all of the businesses along the route who will provide services to this project. When you look at that, it's a very significant impact, over $2 billion of GDP for the state of New Hampshire. Okay? We've done some other things to further create job opportunities. In the North Country, we've created a discrete job creation fund. The sole purpose of that, and it's going to be not managed by the company, but managed by key business leaders in the North Country, is to invest money, over $8 million worth of the company's funds, in job creation opportunities in the North Country that they will identify. Okay, and I mentioned the tax revenue. So very significant economic benefits. When you sum it all up, so almost $4 billion worth of economic benefits to the state of New Hampshire as a result of hosting this project. You know, I oftentimes get the question, well, what happens if the project isn't built? What if it's built in Maine? What if it's built in Vermont? The short answer to that question is these benefits, for all intents and purposes, go to Maine and Vermont. Okay? So that's the economic side. I've tried to identify some of the environmental benefits of the project down below. You know, first and foremost, the impact on carbon. You know, we're talking about a clean, renewable source of electricity. There's no source that you can visualize right now that's going to have that kind of carbon emission reduction, over 3 million tons a year from a single source across the region. So very significant carbon emissions reductions. We have done some things beyond the carbon to drive environmental benefits here in New Hampshire. We've created a fund with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. Actually, we introduced it here in the town of Londonderry, and they're doing some great work with respect to New England cottontail habitat here in the state and trying to bring back what is basically an endangered species. So we've committed over $3 million to that fund, and they're going to be investing it in important projects across New Hampshire. We've also committed to use 5,000 acres of properties that we own up in the North Country for mixed use, some of which will be preservation in nature. So some fairly significant environmental benefits. I would call them, in many instances, unique. And in the last one, I'll just hit it quickly, because one of the things that we hear often is, well, you're going to bring in a very large amount of hydropower into a region, over 1,000 megawatts. What about all the small-scale renewable that we're trying to develop, whether it's wind or solar? You know, there's a couple answers to that. One, as the video showed, there's about a quarter of New England's generation fleet has or will be retiring. Okay, almost 8,000 megawatts of generation, whether it's nuclear, coal, gas, oil, largely carbon emitting other than nuclear. So there's a true need for new supplies, and ideally, you know, to the extent possible and economic, they'll be renewable. So a large amount of hydro coupled with some wind and solar, plenty of room for all of those sources of electricity that hopefully will drive our economy in the future. The other thing this is referring to is up in the North Country, there is an area where there's quite a bit of existing small-scale renewable generation, some biomass plants, some small hydro plants, wind plants, and the transmission grid is constrained, meaning there are times when not all that generation can run because it's an undersized grid. As part of Northern Pass, we are going to unlock that grid and allow those small-scale renewables to operate more frequently and become more viable, and also potentially allow additional investment in small-scale renewables up in that area of the state where it's pretty accepted. You know, most of the towns in that North Country area look forward to that investment. So that's what that's referring to. Okay, so that's an overview of Northern Pass, what it means to Rockingham County, where the benefits are from our Ford New Hampshire plan. And with that, look forward to your questions. Thank you.